News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you hear a little woof woofing or you hear any dog music, and it's not because I'm a Georgia Bulldog, although I actually do like this song for that reason. However, this is actually about our fabulous Santa Rosa County Animal Services folks who are here this morning to tell us all about what they do. And I'm happy to say that Randy Lambert, who is the What is your official title?
Chief.
The chief guy. The chief guy in animal services. I think every president, CEO should just be called the chief. I like that. He is here to give us a great brand new announcement. We've been talking about this for months. I'm very excited. So go ahead, Randy. Introduce your guests this morning.
Yeah, everybody, it is a great honor and has been a long time coming. I'm here to announce we have found our guy. Dr. Malachi Sheng is our new medical director and veterinarian for Santa Rosa County Animal Services.
Yay!
Yeah, awesome.
So excited. Because it's been a long search to find the right person.
We have been on the search for a while, and we still have some amazing, what you call, relief vets that come in and help us out. Dr. Sarah does a phenomenal job for us. On Tuesdays and Thursdays. He's our guy. He's our guy who's taking care of all the animals in the shelter, all the ones that are in foster. Big responsibility. He just inherited 197 animals. So,
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
So how does it feel? Are you excited? You just got started, yes?
Yes, I'm very excited. I've gotten off to a great start.
Oh, that's awesome. So should I call you Doc? Is that the best way to go with this, I think?
Yes.
Okay, so we got Dr. Malachi Sheng. Is that my pronunciation right?
Sheng.
Sheng is here with us. So tell us a little bit about yourself. The first thing I said is, where are you from? And I was surprised at his answer.
A long way away, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Santa Rosa County, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, and Pensacola.
Awesome. That is so awesome. So what made you decide that you wanted to get out of private practice and into helping the shelter?
I needed a change in scenery and dynamic, and I saw the advertisement for the shelter and thought, you know, I've done a lot of high-volume medicine, and I thought that I could really make a difference and put my experience to good use.
That's wonderful. So how long have you been a veterinarian?
5 years.
Okay. Where did you go to vet school?
UF.
Go Gators. Oh, well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, the only vet school in Florida.
Oh, well, okay.
Wow. I won't disagree, but yeah.
No, we've got a vet coming on later this morning. In fact, he's going to be following you, and he's also a UF grad, so there you go.
They put out good ones.
Apparently they do.
We've had
a few
come through our shelter that are really good.
Yeah, good apparently school. They do. So, okay, so let's talk about what is happening with the shelter right now. We're in the middle of December. And what is on the, I know you have a couple of programs going on to help the dogs and a fabulous opportunity for folks that maybe are thinking about adopting an animal.
Yeah, Meg, we've got a lot of things. First of all, we're in the middle of our Home for the Holidays. That program is an opportunity for people to come in and take an animal, foster it through the holidays. If that's for the weekend, it's for the weekend. If it's for 2 weeks, it's for 2 weeks, whatever it is. But it's an opportunity to take that animal out of the shelter environment, get it into a home environment, and really let that dog or cat, get out of the shelter, decompress, hang out with a family. And what that does for the animal is awesome, but what it does for us in the shelter is it allows us to get feedback from this foster that will let us know how this dog or cat was in the home environment, because two totally different environments between what's happening in the shelter and what happens in a home. So, you know, how are they with potty training? How mm-hmm. are they with other animals or other people, you know, what are their tendencies? All of that information helps us find the right home for them when they do come back, unless they don't come back and it becomes one of those foster fails, which, you know, we're kind of hoping for those too.
The foster fail, that's my problem. Is he said to me, you could be a foster. I said, no, I couldn't. The minute that little pit critter's in my house, it's over.
So we're in the middle of that right now. Home for the Holidays. If you need that information, you can reach out to us at the shelter, 850-983-4680. Or you can go to our website, which is santarosa.fl.gov. You can go check it out there, navigate over to the Animal Services tab, and from there you can get some answers. Or you can look us up on Facebook. We're posting things on Facebook all the time about what's going on. Another thing is we have an adoption event going on at the shelter this weekend.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, going to be a big deal. We're going to have some food trucks there, some vendors there. Bloodmobile is going to be there also. And it's going to be from 10 to 2 at the shelter, which is at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton, not in Escambia County, in Milton, 4451 Pine Forest Road, which is in Milton, right off Highway 90.
Okay. And there's a reduction in the fees, I understand, for the holidays.
$10.
Wow. Now, with the $10, let's just put this in perspective, because you're getting a lot of services and the animal is actually, well, you give the list. You go down the list of all the things that normally would cost you hundreds of dollars.
Absolutely. Yeah, hundreds. Absolutely. So by state statute, every animal that we adopt out has to be altered. That is a spay or neuter. Has to have a microchip. The microchip is not a way to track the animal, but it's a microchip is a way that if the animal is lost, it can be scanned by a scanner, and there's scanners throughout all of our fire departments, mm-hmm. and all of our animal control officers have scanners that they can scan them. And it has a unique number which will reunite you back with your pet whenever the pet gets lost. And then the third thing is, as long as the age-appropriate vaccines have been given, to include rabies if the animal is old enough for rabies.
Wow, see, that's incredible, because normally that's going to be hundreds of dollars.
And it's $10.
$10.
Right. Our normal fees are a little bit more, $25 for dogs and $10 for cats. But for this adoption event, we've lowered it down to $10. We really want to get the animals into a good home.
And just in time for the holidays.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we are talking to our friends at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and Animal Services. Randy Lambert is here. And the new veterinarian is in the house, in town. Yay. I need some big cheering music right, in the background. Yeah. Dr. Malachi Shang is with us. So when we come back, we're going to talk about ways that you can help the shelter. And certainly during the holidays. And maybe talk about what it takes when you decide you are going to adopt an animal. Some things to think about, because it is exciting to bring a puppy home for Christmas. The problem is by February. So that's a serious decision, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah. We'll talk a little bit about that. So we're going to be back in just a couple minutes. But if you have a question, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Excited to have our friends here from Santa Rosa County. We have Randy Lambert, who is here. He is the chief animal services officer, I guess you would call it, or the big guy in charge. And then an exciting new guest for the show, we have Dr. Malachi Shang. He was here, the new veterinarian for the shelter. So it's that time of year. And let's talk. We've got the big adoption event coming up this weekend.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's this Saturday at the shelter from 10 to 2. We're going to have some puppies. Puppies aren't always the right answer, but we do have some puppies that understand that when you get a puppy, there's going to be that commitment there of house training, going through those teething times. And then that commitment's, you know, you're looking at 10 years. So you really need to think about that before you dive into bringing home a new family member.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
There's a lot of walking time, a lot of training, the do's and the don'ts, and teaching those manners to the dog. There's a lot that goes into it. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to let you know what all is involved.
Be realistic.
In it.
And there's some expense.
Yeah, there is some expense. You know, you got to be able to buy the dog food and then take it to the veterinarian to have, you know, those annual checkups and what have you. I have a great staff that can, when you come in, they can listen to what your situation is. Do you live in an apartment? Do you live in a 20-acre estate? You know, what are your confines of what the dog is going to be living in?
Do you have other animals?
Exactly.
That's a big one.
Right. Are there small children in the home? How much time do you have? Mm-hmm. Because some dogs require a lot of time and some not quite as much.
Right.
Some dogs... A lot of people think some of the working dogs are, oh, they're really cute and wonderful and everything. You have to work working dogs or they will go nuts.
On your furniture.
Yeah. They'll chew off all the legs.
The couch is gone if they don't get that exercise.
Right.
But yeah, you were talking about some things that I think is kind of neat, because you can go through a process by, I love Doggy Day Out. You could start there.
So if you have some interests, say you go to our website at santarosa.fl.gov and navigate to the animal services side. We have all the adoptable dogs and cats listed on there. You go through, you see something that you like, you can come by, you can do a meet and greet with it. You can talk with our staff. We have a behaviorist on staff that can talk with you, figure out what your situation is, and get you paired up with the right animal to the best of our ability based on what we know. And then from there, you could do a doggy day out, mm-hmm. which is as simple as just taking them around the corner and going to Chick-fil-A and getting a pup cup, or taking them back to your home and playing in your backyard. It could be an hour, it could be 30 minutes, it could be all day, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. And then you kind of get to know this animal. And in return, we find out more about the animal, how they performed in the car. Did they get car sick? Mm-hmm. Did they do great in the car? You know, all those different things. But
then you can foster if you want. If you decide, I kind of like this dog, maybe I'll keep him for a week or two.
Right. You can take it home and foster. Understand, under all of these circumstances, we are the owners of the animal. Santa Rosa County is the owner of the animal. We're responsible for the food, the medical care, whatever is going on with the animal. So we're providing all of that during this process. And then when you ultimately decide, I want to bring this dog or cat into our home, officially, then we sign it over to you. You do the adoption, and then it's yours.
Okay. So as a veterinarian, as I'm sitting here looking at dogs and cats and thinking about, gee, do I like this one? Not. Do you have any advice? I've certainly been around animals a lot and very intimately, I would add, probably. So what are some of your advice about this topic?
Just like Randy was alluding to previously, there are so many different types of environments and situations, whether you have children, whether you have property. What are your goals? Are you looking for a working dog because you have a job for it? Or are you looking for a lap potato? So there's so many different facets of what you could be searching for, as far as whether you want a dog or, you know, do you want a cat, a mm-hmm. kitten, or do you want an older cat that's just going to relax next to you on the couch? Directions that
are there, you know, some warning signs in terms of health, because occasionally you may not hear it through the shelter, but I heard recently about some puppies being given away in a parking lot of a local store. Are there things to look out for when you're, because you get tempted?
If you're looking for an animal, certainly we would love it if you came and checked ours out, because there are so many animals at the shelter. There's less today than there were yesterday, thanks to all the hard work of the people there. But keep in mind, you know, if you adopt an animal from us, not only has it been somewhat vetted by our behaviorist that's going to say, well, this dog shouldn't go somewhere with children, you're not going to know that at the parking lot, mm-hmm. or you're not going to know that from a breeder. You can spend $1,500 on a mutt or, some sort of specific breed that you want. But not only has it been vetted by a behaviorist to say, well, you know, this is going to be a great dog for a family or not, it also has had a parvo test, or a test for, intestinal parasites, and it's gotten its vaccines, which you're not going to get from.
Well, apparently that's what happened with those puppies. They all had parvo.
I read about that.
Yeah, it was really awful. So you don't want to put yourself
common.
In that. Yeah,
it's
and you don't want to put yourself in that situation. Yeah. And you mentioned earlier, that's why we were a little bit late on the break, because we were talking about it. I didn't realize this was an issue, but people getting too many animals on the flip side of this. And you said a lot of times they get abandoned if something happens to the owner.
Yeah, sometimes we get called out to situations where, somebody has really gotten in over their head. Maybe they claim to be an animal rescue, and they're really not an animal rescue. They're a hoarder that has just gotten, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 200 cats too many.
Gosh.
We've gone into homes that had 220
no,
cats.
No, you haven't.
Yes, we have.
Oh my gosh.
In one home.
Wow.
226 cats.
226? Randy, that's, oh my gosh. What do you do?
it's well that you know we have to evaluate them and see what their health levels are, and they're generally not very good.
Oh my goodness, that's really something. Well, I know I won't be that. I know that.
Well, and then here's a little bit more about what we were talking about in the break. Please, if you have animals, have some sort of contingency plan if you're not able to take care of your plant.
Yes.
If something were to happen to you, whatever it may be, make sure you have a contingency plan that allows for the animal to be taken care of. And that could be as simple as I've gone on a trip somewhere and polar blizzard has come through and snowed me in for 3 days somewhere, and I'm not going to be able to get home to take care of my animals. Who's going to do that?
Right.
It's not okay just to leave them there. Mm-hmm. That's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
So have a plan. If something were to happen to you medically and you were to be rushed off to whatever hospital, who's going to take care of your animals?
Right.
Think about this.
Right.
Have that communication with somebody so somebody knows what's going on. A lot of times we get caught into situations where we don't even know how many animals are in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having to thoroughly search through homes trying to find the cat that's hiding underneath the couch that we didn't even know was there.
Gosh.
So,
okay.
So there's a lot. So it's important to communicate to your neighbor or to a family member, you know, really, how many animals do you have in your home?
Mm-hmm.
Not to tattle on you, but so that we can take care of them when you're not able to.
Right. It's always upsetting when you see those stories about a neighbor notices that the person hasn't been home and they maybe were in a car accident somewhere out of state.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. So definitely do that due diligence.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about the adoption event that's coming up. We're talking with our friends at the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and Shelter. We'll be back at Pep Talk. And of course, if you have a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and Shelter this morning. Randy, what else is happening?
Well, I just want to say thank you to Santa for delivering early to us. Santa came last week and delivered us our new veterinarian, and I'm very thankful to Santa for that. Again, we're doing our home for the holidays. You know, it's an opportunity to get the animals out of the shelter into your home, let them do a little decompressing, and get us that feedback about how they act in the home. And we're having a huge adoption event this weekend, Saturday from 10 to 2 at the shelter, which is 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton. Just come by the shelter, check it out, see what we've got. If you see something you like, you can take it home for the day. You can foster it for a little while, mm-hmm. check it out, do it a test drive. Or you can just adopt it and take it home with you.
And that outrageous adoption fee right now.
Oh yeah. We're really, filling the bank. it's, $10.
$10.
And that includes the spay or neuter, the, microchip, and the, rabies shot if that's, if they're old enough for it.
Okay. Well, it turns out someone listening this morning doesn't have time to foster or volunteer or adopt at this time in their life. You can still help the shelter, and there's a couple things online that you can do too.
Absolutely. We have our Wish List Wednesday that comes out.
That's today.
Yes, it is. and it's a list of things that we need immediately, things that we need right now, that will go directly to the care of the animals. We don't have like fishing lures or anything like that on there.
Yeah.
That's one way that people can give. You can always donate.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big things that we see is people do a lot of cleaning and say, oh, wait a minute, I have a lot of these towels. I need, where can I put these towels?
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have your towels.
I gave all my old beach towels.
Yeah, I remember. Thank you. You handed it off to me and I took them straight there.
So check it out online. There's several sites that have wish lists. I believe Amazon, Chewy, some of the others. So you can just go on your phone right now at that stoplight.
We'd love to have it. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Doc. We're so happy to have you as part of the Santa Rosa County Animal Family.
Thank you. It's been a blessing.
Can't wait to have you back on the show again. Randy, thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.